Majestic Oaks Golf Course at beautiful Lake Lawn Resort is having its annual Spring Thought Tournament April 19th. The four-player scramble starts at 10 a.m. There'll be a skins game and tons of prizes. To register or for more info, call 262-725-9200 or lakelawnresort.com.
To every car owner who has ever said,
please, no more car payments,
take the drive.
The men and women at Berlin 200,000 Mile Shops introduced the drive for 200,000 miles.
It's custom tailored to deliver every useful mile that was built into your car.
Imagine getting 200,000 mile warranties on brakes, mufflers, and tires.
You heard it right. Merlin gives you 200,000 mile warranties on tires, brakes, and mufflers.
If you're not on Merlin's drive for 200,000 miles, you could find yourself on the road to more car payments before you know it.
Merlin 200,000 mile shops are here to say there are better places for your money.
Like vacations, college tuition, or home remodeling.
Merlin invites you to make a right turn.
That's the turn into the Merlin 200,000 mile shop nearest you.
Merlin. More life for you and your car.
Buy four qualifying General tires and get up to a $70 rebate. When you use your Car Care One credit card, you can get an extra $100 up a $170 rebate on tires. Visit Merlin today.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio, this is the official radio home for White Sox baseball. Listen to every White Sox game here.
Turn out fireworks!
On Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSER and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves regular season will wrap up at Allstate Arena this Saturday at 7, Sunday at 4. Blackhawks and Predators begin their playoff series tomorrow night in Nashville.
Every game's different, but, you know, whether there's more pressure on the home team in today's game, I'm not sure. I just know that it's so close, anybody can win on any given night, and home ice sometimes loses that advantage.
Any given night, any team can win. That's right, Coach Q. And good news for Blackhawks fan Patrick Kane will play in the game. Game two is Friday, and then game three will be Sunday at the United Center. That's all the Hawks will need to wrap up this series. The Cubs host Reds again tonight at Wrigley. Jake Arrieta opposes Anthony DeSclafani. Tommy La Stella goes to the DL with a ribcage injury. Zach Roscup is called up from AAA. The White Sox open a two-game set in Cleveland. Jose Quintana and Carlos Carrasco are your starters. Pre-game show on The Score with Chris Ronji starts at 5:35. Elsewhere in baseball, Alex Rios has a broken left hand. He's out indefinitely for the Kansas City Royals. The Bulls are off today, and they wrap up their regular season tomorrow night at the UC with the Atlanta Hawks. And the Bears, your Chicago Bears, will meet tomorrow with Jameis Winston. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. Join 670 The Score is Matt Spiegel and Jason Goff next Thursday at Golfsmith in Chicago from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the grand opening. Enter for your chance to win Eagle Ridge Golf Vouchers. It's brought to you by Golfsmith. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score is tonight, 5:35, about 35 minutes away, when the Sox take on the Indians on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Who knows what could happen?
I'm a guy just sitting there watching John Lester last night, which I was. I was just a guy sitting there. He's got a problem.
Yep.
My eyes tell me, good thing Mr. Cannon in right field can throw you out when you're going the third.
Now, here's the thing, though. We've got separate issues here.
Yeah.
You've got the issue of the whole throwing over, and the yips.
You agree it's an issue?
I do, if especially as it becomes exploitable. There's also the issue of his stuff.
Oh, his stuff. I didn't think much of it at all.
See, that's, I mean, I
correct, I did not.
It wasn't crisp.
No, it was not.
There's too much rolling and not enough breaking. Things are sweeping and rolling instead of moving sharply.
Yeah.
Boars and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
God almighty. I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
In Elburn, this is Phil on The Score.
How you doing, fellas?
Oh, we're great.
Great, great. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the Cubbies last night and get your opinion
on
what you thought guys are performing.
What two guys are you talking about?
You know, Coughlin, Rizzo, Solar. I mean, they really came through.
You
for
just
the
got
first
two time. Of the three names wrong. What are you asking about?
Cubbies. I'm asking about the Cubbies.
Stop saying Cubbies. It makes you sound like an idiot.
Well, maybe I am an idiot.
Yeah, well, you got
And I'm happy to be an idiot.
Well, two of the three names you mentioned, you got wrong.
What about Rizzo? I know I got that one right.
What about Danks?
What about Danks? Is he going to come back?
He's borderline.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Bors and Bernstein.
A show by the name of Bors and Bernstein that I've been told that he said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bors and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I love that. That guy was great.
And he's been really, today on Bors and Bernstein, he's really been the only guy that's been dismissed out of hand. Just to report to you, just so you know. No, you haven't missed any other than being dismissed out of hand as idiots.
I thought you'd get a kick out of this. That the Tribune notes that Jorge Soler and Jake Arrieta of the Cubs have some historical marks occurring here. Soler, with two home runs in a 7-6 comeback win over the Reds Monday, has 26 RBIs in his first 30 major league games.
Jorge Soler.
He's got 28.
That is the most by a Cubs player during that span since...
Ernie Banks.
No, 1955. I've never heard of this guy. It sounds like something we would say to a caller. His name, Bob Speak.
Oh.
No, I don't know.
I don't know. That doesn't ring any...
Nothing ringing on that.
Nothing
hello
for,
there.
For Bob Speak. J.D. Martinez of the Houston Astros was the last National League player to drive in at least 26 runs in his first 30 games, compiling 29 in 30. And Arrieta, who will face the Reds tonight, hasn't allowed an earned run in his past three starts, 23 innings, dating back to September of 2014. Only four Cubs pitchers haven't allowed an earned run in four consecutive starts since 1914. See if these guys, how many of them you know.
Okay.
Hippo Vaughn.
Hippo Vaughn, sure.
Four consecutive starts in 1918.
Mm-hmm.
Guy Bush. He had four in 1926. And then I saw this name, Bill Lee, and I thought, oh, the spaceman. He wasn't on that.
No, it's not the spaceman.
It's not. It's a different Bill Lee.
Yep.
Four starts in 1938. And I'm surprised I didn't remember this one, Ryan Dempster. Five in 2012. And then thinking about it, I realized I kind of did remember that. So there you have it with guys.
They have a really sorry history.
Oh, it's an awful history. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just a history not even worth thinking about.
Yeah, but the Soler thing, that all that time talking about Chris Bryant. When's Chris Bryant coming up? You got a dude right here who's really damn good.
His name is Paul Revere. Yeah, he
got
is.
A dude right here. His name is Jorge Soler.
He is good. I never said he wasn't. Him, I like Baez. I don't.
That's the second time that Guys and Dolls has come up. It was off the air that we were talking about J.K. Simmons. And Spiegel and I were talking about it. That J.K. Simmons was in Guys and Dolls on Broadway.
Yes. By the way, the last time you're the team you should be running, I'm gonna send a memo when we're done here. When was the last time you think the Maple Leafs made the Stanley Cup Finals? This is the biggest team in town, most important team in town. It's the team worth more than any other NHL franchise, $1.5 billion it's worth.
And they're awful. Last time they made the Stanley Cup Finals?
They made the Stanley Cup Finals.
I don't know, 1970. I don't know. Well, that was the Canadiens and the Blackhawks, right?
You're close.
69.
No.
71.
No.
I don't know.
Wrong way.
Then I'm not that close.
Wrong way, Corrigan.
68?
1967 was the last time they made the Stanley Cup Finals. The most wealthy, worth more than any other franchise in the NHL, your Toronto Maple Leafs.
How do they keep a fandom?
I don't know. They made the conference finals in the last time in 98-99. And they also did 92-93, 93-94. They had a pretty good decade. Other than that, the 70s, the 80s, icky bad. This present, not this century either. So, I mean, this is a team wallowing. So I guess if you say, Well, you know, most important team in the city. Everybody loves it. It's a heritage thing. They've grown up being Maple Leafs fans. I'm having to think that a lot of them are gone.
No.
Hockey's, no, you think they're staying with this crap?
I think hockey's too important culturally. I mean, the value is still
maybe
there.
There's always somebody to take your place. But, yeah, anyway, they're worth more than any other NHL team, and that's their record. 1967.
Jesus. Now, I don't
know. You know, that's too damn long. That's like a Cub thing. That might quite that long, but for the Maple Leafs?
Not in my lifetime, that means.
Correct.
I was born in 69, so nowhere in my lifetime have the Maple Leafs been in the Stanley mm-hmm. Cup Finals.
Correct.
And I don't understand this text from the 708. It says, so having Soler and Bryant in the same lineup, what's your problem, Dan? You can't be this dumb. What? Dumb about what? I'm not saying anything about Chris Bryant. I'm just saying that there should be an appreciation for how good Soler is and how good he can be. It has nothing to do with Chris Bryant. I'm not talking about Chris Bryant. My point was we spent a lot of time talking about the stupid Chris Bryant story when everybody knew exactly what was going on and why it was going on.
So is he back Friday?
Well, I think they got rained out tonight. The Listel is down. Where are we on the clock for him?
Friday.
Sure. Why not?
Okay. He made two errors
mm-hmm.
and he hit a home run. That's pretty much his line, isn't it? Isn't that kind of what he does?
Struggling defensively.
Yeah. Made two errors and he just hit two home runs in the last two nights.
See, that's the thing, though, is because Soler's such a plus defensively.
Yeah.
It's not just the bat, and he has every bit of that approach at the plate where his plate coverage, his understanding of the strike zone, the way he keeps his hands inside. I mean, the guy, he is a polished hitter with natural, easy power.
Yeah, I think
he knows
that,
what he's doing.
This idea of him going down has not helped him defensively. I don't know what to do about that. And I thought for sure maybe that him playing a little more outfield, they have not. And Olt is hurt too. Olt got hit with a pitch the other night, right?
Yeah, he said he thought he broke his hand, but it's not broken.
So I mean, you're sort of done.